Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 395. We are very quickly approaching 400, and
my God,
I don't think
my
we have
God.
A plan for that. So, but I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Donald Trump is the Pooka Pookie of politicians.
Jeff is here too.
Don't get me started.
Oh, we're going to get you started, Jeff, because we're doing news today. And we tried to escape this news last week.
I tried to escape it.
We Jeff didn't. Like we just kind of like ignored it, right? Like, yeah. So this week, you know, last week Trump said that, you know, movies and video games are, you know, they're very violent. Maybe we should have a rating system.
Maybe.
This seems like something that should exist, right? Yeah.
And maybe we already fucking have one. Today, the White House says that President Trump will meet with members of the video game industry next week to discuss who the fuck knows what. Right. Evidently, the ESA evidently is not aware of this meeting.
Right.
we don't know who the meeting's going to be with,
right,
or anything.
It could be with somebody that played a video game once.
And it'll be with Boogie.
So here's the quote from the White House. He'll also be meeting with members of the video game industry to see what they can do on that front in terms of. I don't know what that works on. I guess referring to the president's policy on guns. It's not clear who Trump plans to meet. One person familiar with the executive level matters in the video game industry who asked not to be named said that this was the first that they or anyone they had spoken to had heard of this meeting.
Well, you know, it's typical Trump. He just announces things.
I'm going to do this.
Doesn't plan it. Doesn't follow up. I mean, for all we know, this meeting never happens. It's just like his election committee to figure out, like, about all the fraudulent voters or whatever the fuck
right.
he was claiming. Nothing ever happened to that. That fucking thing was disbanded.
So the ESA did put out a statement. They said ESA and our member companies have not received an invitation to meet with President Trump. The same video games played in the U.S. are played worldwide. However, the level of gun violence is exponentially higher in the U.S. than in other countries. Numerous authorities have examined the scientific record and found there is no link between media content and real-life violence. The U.S. video game industry has a long history of partnering with parents and more than 20 years of rating video games through the Entertainment Software Rating Board. We take great steps to provide tools to help players and parents make informed entertainment decisions. They use some very particular wording in that statement there.
Yeah.
Saying that numerous authorities have examined the scientific record and found no link between media content and real life violence.
But they have between guns and violence. I'm just throwing it out there.
This is true. There are, I don't know if the studies that have been done have ever actually tried to make that link. They have made a link between media content and aggression.
Yes, they have.
That is
true. Yeah,
but I don't know if there probably isn't anything specifically on violence. Like, I don't even know how you'd actually study that. But I'm not a not a social anthropologist or anything. So this is weird. This is really weird.
I mean, I have a bunch of things I'd like to say, but I mean.
Well, say them. We have a podcast.
We do have a platform, Jeff.
I almost wish that they would not meet with him to like not give any sort of credence to this, because like it's obviously not the problem here. What I was gonna say last week, like when we were thinking about this, was like when I was a kid, I used to just think that like politicians were like out of touch and they didn't understand. You know, it was something like video games or something that. probably no politician had ever played, and so it was easy to like be misinformed and point fingers.
Right.
I'm a little older now. They've been doing this same trick since I was a kid. That's no longer like a good enough explanation. It's just blatant corruption, dude. Like they know what it is. They just get money from the NRA, so they want to point the problem somewhere else. I mean, right? Like,
oh yeah, no, it's clear.
And the other thing that's going on here, and then I'll let you guys take the floor, is I think that Trump, anytime there's something serious like this, Trump is exposed because he has no agenda, he has no policies, he has no opinions, he doesn't know anything, and he's not interested in knowing anything. So when it, you know, there's a situation that requires an opinion of him, he's going to say everything under the sun. That, like, he'll say whatever someone tells him last. And so someone told him at some point, hey, all those violent movies and video games. And so
boggles my mind about this whole thing is, like, how old is Baron Trump? It's like, what, 11?
Like, yeah, 10 or 11.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he plays video games.
Oh, have you seen this kid?
I have, but he probably plays video games. Like,
he absolutely plays video games.
Right? Like, and so, I don't know. Like, to me, like, you wanna be able to see what's in the video games that your kids are playing. How about, yeah, talk to your son? Like, and see what he's playing. What does, you know...
Well, that would probably be a
first. Require him to... Yes, we would have to actually talk to his son. And maybe his wife as well. But...
Oh, no.
Like, anything I don't know. Like, the guy has, like... He has a child at the age where, you know, they're probably just getting into video games or have been into it for a few years, and it's something that will stick with them for many years. And like I heard that there's like these video games, they're really violent nowadays. You literally have a kid that you could like see what the video games are and the movies that are like what do you let your kid play and watch? He probably can't answer that question, though.
I mean,
he didn't even know that a rating system for movies.
Yeah, I mean, he throws that out there, and because he's the president, people, like, I guess, can't correct him right away and be like, sir, there is. Duh, you fucking idiot. Like, but that's, like, the thing, like, what I'm saying, where, like, he has no ideas or anything. Like, today or yesterday, he was, like... in a meeting about this shit, and he fucking was saying like things that the right wing and the NRA will definitely not agree with, like such as he's like, Pence was like, you know, we go through a process, we give people due process, but if they're found to be, you know, mentally handicapped or whatever the fuck in some way, you know, after that process, then like we could maybe restrict like the gun ownership. But Trump goes, I'm saying the court shit takes too long, so we just take the guns away from them first. Like, he's going way more extreme than liberals are in many cases. Sometimes just because diarrhea comes out of his mouth and he has no real ideas. He just says whatever comes into his head.
Because I feel that, like, he either watched or listened to or somebody talked to him directly before this meeting. And that's the last thing he heard. Like, these were the last ideas that he heard. So, because these are way, way different than what he was talking about before that. Like so what, seems, where was his change of mind?
He's very funny, though, because he'll say, like, you guys are afraid of the NRA. Like, I almost admire the balls on him when it comes to this a little bit, because he's like, he'll say to like these Republicans or whoever, like, you guys are afraid of the NRA. Like, he's like, I don't care. But I feel like after that, like after the cameras are off and everything, that there's some staffer that comes up to him and goes, sir, just so you know, the NRA gave you this amount of money last year, and like you can't fucking do that shit. And this is what you – here's the script that they're going to give you. This is what you're going to say. And then he'll come back and say that the next day. Like, I just think he's uncontrollable, you know, and he doesn't know better or worse. He's just, okay. And like he'll come back and say whatever the fuck – like that's what I'm predicting here. Is that he can come back totally. And say whatever the NRA tells him to. And the whole video games are the problem thing is one of those lines that's been around since the fucking early 90s, dude.
It's
since before Columbine.
Like, something they keep throwing out there to distract from, hey, we're not actually going to do anything. We just want you to like look elsewhere for 5 minutes, and then eventually enough time's going to pass and you'll forget that there were some dead kids.
Yeah, and they're
much it.
I mean, that's been the playbook forever. Like, the only thing that's changing at this time is the students, like from that high school, like their reaction and their activism has kept the story alive. It's starting to peter out, I think, a little bit. But like,
well, yeah, I'm wondering, because the march on Washington is the 24th of March, I believe. So we'll see if they can kind of like sustain it through to that.
I look forward to being marched on again.
Right. You might have to have lunch. I think I'm coming down for that. So,
dude, that's awesome if you do. And like, just on a positive note, like, total fucking props to those kids, dude. Like,
yeah. No, they're really impressive.
Like, to me, it's like I haven't felt any sort of hope until I saw like Emma Gonzalez like just fucking delivering this fiery speech. Like, she had the skills of a fucking politician. But obviously very emotionally raw coming off of an experience that I can't even imagine. Like, they have so much more leadership than our actual fucking president and the leaders in this country. That, like, just gives me some fucking semblance of fucking hope that not all is lost at this point.
And I'm getting a little angry at some of these politicians that are, like, you know, coming out and bashing these kids and, like, oh, well, they need to show more respect. Like, no, like, you earn respect, and you haven't earned it from them. Like, I mean, that's how it is. Like, you have not earned their respect. They don't owe it to you just because you're older and in a position of power.
Oh, and even worse is the whole, like, they're crisis actors and, like, sneers. Like, that shit is just absolutely unacceptable. I don't care. I fucking unfriended someone for the first time in my life on Facebook because I saw him share something like that, and I was like, dude, no. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not fucking fake, dude. Not everything's fake. Like, stuff that happens on the actual news is real, and if they get it wrong, they correct it. Like, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, it's like, it's really weird that society has gone down this hole of, well, if I don't believe it, it's not real. Like, that's not how things work. It's really not.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a weird thing that's happened because of the internet. Like, because there's, like, dude, back, like, even in our day or our parents' day, they had their three channels. Like, there were gatekeepers. Now it's just like, the fucking gates are open, and apparently people could just, like, if you're a lunatic that's going to believe conspiracy theories, there's a site for you.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact is, like, we've turned half the fucking country into conspiracy theorists where, like, they're getting really junk information at all times. And there's nothing, like, breaking through that bubble, you know, like.
It's almost like Fox News wasn't crazy enough for some of these people that they had to go start looking for more crazy shit.
And I wouldn't let Fox News off the hook either.
Certainly not. They're
largely to blame for what's happening.
Oh, yeah. And they've
leaned into it, too. Like, they've gotten more extreme. Like, it's just really fucking sad.
And you know, they've galvanized these crazy people and pushed them towards the even more crazy people, like Alex Jones and shit like that, like, where it's like, I mean, that, all right, Fox News is bad enough. Like, they're dangerous on some level, but like, when you start getting into like the InfoWars side of things, that's really, really dangerous.
I think you treat them as equal. Like, the fact is, like, I think some of these fucking crazy sites have gotten press, like,
passes
in the White House. Like,
they're
not equal. It's not the same. They shouldn't be there. It's a fucking disgrace.
I've had a really bad week on Facebook.
yeah, have you?
But like, it's like some of this shit where they post stuff like this as news, and it's like, no, this is not news. This guy does not spew news. Like, he's literally a strike away from getting his YouTube channel revoked this is not an actual journalist.
Like, and they'll tell you that you're the one that has your head buried in the sand and you can't see the truth. And you're like, dude, are you a 15-year-old kid? Are you that easily fucking, like, you think there's fucking aliens and fucking all this crazy bullshit and crisis actors? And, like, if a fucking school gets shot up and there's 20 fucking dead kids, it's fake? What are you talking about, dude? Like, what reality are you fucking living in?
And the fact that these people, like, I played a weird, like, little thought experiment of my own yesterday where somebody posted, like, a stupid meme about guns. Like, it was about how there's been more drunk deaths, like, drunk driving deaths than people killed with guns this year.
I don't think that's true, is it?
I don't know if it's true or not, but even if it is, like, whatever.
There's laws against drunk driving.
Right. So I said something to the point of, like, okay, so, like, what do you suggest? Like, we do here, like, I'm giving you the floor. Like, what's your suggestion? And their answer was this, like, this wasn't that way 30 years ago. And then I was like, but what's your solution? Like, you still haven't given me a solution. And then they started yelling at me about me taking away their guns. And I'm like, I didn't even say that yet. I'm not attacking you. I just, like, hey, I'm willing to listen to every possible solution we have, because I think that, like, we can't come to a solution on this without everybody, you know, putting stuff on the table. But everybody also has to be willing to sit at that table and, like, listen to stuff that maybe they don't want to hear and go, all right, for the good of us all, that may make some sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, I've not been secret about it at all. I'm super liberal, whatever. But even me, like, the only thing I'm kind of asking for on this is, like, let's do things that most people agree on that make sense. Like,
right.
It's, like, not easy to get a gun. Like, we're not saying you're taking away the Second Amendment right. Just, like, hey, man, it's super fucking regulated. Like, you have to go to, like, a DMV type thing to get a fucking gun.
I don't understand why that is so...
I don't know.
Angering to them. Like, hey, if I got to get a car, I have to go get a driver's license and, like, you know, go through steps to, like, get my driver's license. How about, like, you prove that you're actually capable of using a gun and you get a gun license, a safety license. And then if you want a gun, you can have one. But maybe we also don't need to have, you know, these assault style weapons. And, like, I hate that argument, too, where it's like, they're not assault rifles.
Oh, they'll do semantics with you.
Like, yeah. No, but it fucking is. Like, look up the history of the Colt AR-15. It was designed for the military. Like, they eventually sold it to the public. It is not the exact same gun that the military gets, but it is damn well close enough. And, like, the M1 was a gun from World War II. Like, it's an actual... You know, it's an actual military assault rifle that
designed
you can go
to kill
get.
People as efficiently as possible.
Right, like and it's a semi-automatic assault rifle. Like, why do we need them? Like,
yeah, I freedom. I don't think is a good enough answer when you have no purpose for it, and what it is being used for is to kill people in massive numbers, like innocent people for no reason. Like, and they'll often. Or do a different argument. They'll say it's so that we can have a militia to take over the government. Like, you know, so we can overthrow the government. I'm like,
either. Yeah.
I'm like, do you realize the government will crush you in seconds if they want to, right? Like, they'll fucking blow you up. I don't know what you're thinking.
Enjoy a drone.
Like, you with your, you know, your stockpile of AR-15s that you're saving for doomsday when the government comes to, like, take us over. Like, you ain't taking over their drones. You're not taking over their tanks. And if they really want it, like, if we were really dealing with that sort of insurrection, I wouldn't put it past a government to, like, use a low-grade nuclear yield on, like, a small area. Like,
when it comes down to it, their gun is bigger.
Right. Like, and I'm not saying that the government's going to come and drop a nuke on anybody, but, like, hey, if you are dealing with a civil war of the kind that we had, you know, was it 150 years ago? Like, if that were to ever happen again, you know, all bets are off on how war would be handled on our own land. Like,
yeah.
And it's not going to matter if you have a handgun or an AR-15 or, you know, a fucking bazooka. You ain't taking down an actual trained military.
Yeah, but I got into this argument with some random lady on Twitter, and she's like, "Well, there's 300 million guns in the country. You never know, man. We could take them over." I'm like, so since you want to hang on to this nutcase fantasy that you have, little kids have to get shot in fucking school, or I got to get shot at the movie theater. Like, it's fucking insanity, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, but
there's no
fear.
There's no gun violence is not going away in America. Most gun violence is handguns, you know. Yeah. And it's just not going away. But there's no reason that people have to be killed in mass quantities like that in seconds. Like it's insane.
And like yes, like you know, Columbine was done mostly with like what handguns and hunting rifles. I don't think they used any sort of semi-automatic assault weapons. So like something like this could be staged and planned like for a mass shooting, but hey, let's stop making it easy.
Exactly, dude. Their argument is a criminal is going to do what a criminal wants to do no matter what. And you're like, yeah, so we do still have laws, you know, like we could still try to curb things a little bit.
Yeah, like let's make it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, cause just a little bit. If you can only get one of those guns on the black market, guess what? It's going to be more expensive, dude. It's not going to be so easy to find.
And
these crazy people you complain about won't be able to figure the
code. I know.
Right. Out. Like, how is some 19-year-old kid who, like, you know, I don't really know what went through this dude's head, but, like, he got up and he went to Walmart and bought the fucking gun. Like how, he's not, like, you're not going to Walmart to go buy your black market gun.
You gotta know somebody.
The black market is. Like,
and that somebody might have more of a conscience than fucking Walmart. They might be like, yeah, no, I don't think so, dude.
There's something wrong with you. You're not the normal person.
Yeah, you seem like, you're not like a gang member. You're just some lone wolf.
Right. You're going to get me in trouble. So, like, yeah. I don't know. I, you're right. There is no simple solution to it, but, like, come on. Let's try and make it a little bit more difficult.
I don't. Dude, one of my friends has a bunch of guns, whatever. But actually here in Illinois, there's some hoops you gotta jump through. He went through the hoops. He owns the guns legally. Like, I think he should have them. That's fine, whatever. But I also know he'd pass a fucking psychological evaluation. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have extremist views or anything like that. He's a normal guy. Likes hunting. Likes guns.
I should totally not have a gun. I know that. Like.
I totally have no interest myself.
Right, I don't want a gun either, but, like, I know that, like, I have enough of a temper that, like, if you gave me a gun, I would probably shoot somebody while I'm driving. I know myself well enough to know that, like, I shouldn't have a gun, but there are people that don't. Like, there are people that don't have, like, they can't go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and, like, get treatment. And, like, hey, they hear this nonsense, like, I need to protect myself. And so they go buy a gun, and then somebody ends up dead on, like, I-95. Like, no. Like, let's not have it so that those people can have guns.
Yeah, I don't have an extremist viewpoint on guns. I think it's totally mainstream to say, like, dude, let's make you jump through the hoops to get one because we don't want crazy people getting them. Like, that's not an extreme viewpoint whatsoever, I don't think.
And let's not blame video games or movies or the rap music, which is one of the things I heard.
Yes, let's bring it back to what I didn't mean to spin this out into every angle of this, but yeah, it's not the video game's fault. Sorry.
There are plenty of places with video games that don't have these problems. It's kind of
right.
And it's not like we don't have a great sample set for proving that wrong.
We have a real world. We have real world numbers showing us exactly what causes the problem.
If there isn't this, like, kind of, you know, if you have this notion that, okay, you know, kids are getting these violent video games they shouldn't be, then, like, let's find a way to educate parents better and, you know, make sure that they know that maybe, you know, maybe little Billy shouldn't be playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, I don't know if it's going to turn him into, you know, somebody that's going to go, you know, fuck hookers in his car and then kill them to get his money back. But, hey, Like, let's at least educate the parents, but let's not blame the games. Like, let's not do that. That's stupid.
Yeah, and let me what is it called? Get on my so I got my soapbox here for a wider issue that we kind of touched on. Like, I really think it has to be part of like school kids, like, you know, grade school curriculum. Like, there needs to be a class called media literacy where like you learn how to consider the source. Like,
I fully agree with this.
Because, like, that is what is destroying our politics, our elections, society, discourse.
Yep.
Fucking the news. It's and, just that people fucking cannot tell what's real and fake.
And first-hand experience with this, like, I mean, I have four kids, three of which have cell phones. And once you give them a device like that, it is near impossible to monitor what they're doing on it at all times. Like, I only have two eyes. Like, I have three kids with cell phones. I can't watch all other screens at once. And then when they go away, like, the reason I got them a cell phone is so that, like, they can, you know, in emergencies or if they need to get in touch with us. So they have them, like, they're not under my supervision at all times. Yet the youngest daughter of mine that has a cell phone, she is 11. She's not 11. Who the fuck knows? She's 10.
How many kids do I have?
What are I don't know. It's like I had to do the math down. She's 10, and she was spouting off like some conspiracy theory nonsense. Like nothing like, you know, real world or anything, but like some like, cause, like, no, what are you doing? Well, I watched it on like this YouTube site. Like, yeah, but where did he get his information? I don't know. Like, it seemed real. Like, like, so we had to have like a talk about like how, like, no, like this is nonsense. And like, I watched the video with her and like, he's doing this for entertainment. Like, he thinks it's funny and, you know, that's why he's doing this. It's a joke. Like, it's not real, but like, there's so many kids that are just getting attached to this stuff. And I'm fully with you, Jeff. They need some sort of class that goes, hey, you know, you're going to be exposed to a lot of nonsense and probably more than we can even tell you about, because every day more shit gets put up there.
Yeah.
But here's how you can like at least make sure that you're not being duped.
Yeah. It would make a huge difference, I think. Like, it would fix a lot of things that are wrong in this fucking country. But
I mean, there's some adults that need that class, but
like, absolutely.
Let's start with the kids.
And let's, you know, I'll be real. Like, when I was a kid, I thought the show Sightings was fucking real. Like, holy shit, they were exposing aliens and shit.
Right?
Like, but, you know, I went to a field in my studies that was kind of, you know, English will hopefully make you literate in media, right? So, like, I became able to figure things out, you know, and tell the difference between what's bullshit and what's not. But that needs to be like in grade school, like, and just teaching you on very basic, simple levels, like you did, like where you're like, just look, some people are telling a joke or whatever, like, you know, just, I don't know. You could easily put that through all through grade school and even through high school, you know.
Yep. All right, let's move off of politics and games dealing with politics and. Let's talk some other shit. There was a remaster announced and a rumored remaster kind of floating around out there. Burnout Paradise is coming this month. Remaster of that game from EA, 10 years after that game originally launched. So I didn't realize that. I honestly did not realize that Burnout Paradise was 10 years old at this point.
We old.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
It's frightening.
I know, Tony, you hate racing games, so
I hate them.
You're probably going to be skipping this one, Jeff. What do you think here?
I'm on the fence. I liked it. I don't know if I'm going to buy it right away because it's coming out right around Sea of Thieves, and I have a feeling I'll be playing that mostly.
I can see that.
Like, because if I do wait, I could maybe get it for $20 or something, you know?
Yeah, Yeah, or like I mean, in 6 months it'll probably show up on EA Access. So,
all of that said, if it was Burnout 3, day one purchase.
Well, I'll let you know how Burnout 3 holds up, because I'm currently playing through the Burnout.
Dude, it holds series. Up. Because watch, you're all right. I saw that you played Burnout 1. That game's trash. You're gonna play Burnout 2. It's kind of
Burnout 2 is really good.
I don't think it is. Like, I think it's like that, but better for sure. It's better than Burnout 1.
It's way better than Burnout 1. Like, it is leaps and bounds better. Like, it is way more structured. There's more modes.
I always felt that the action felt flat, even at the time.
Okay.
Like, it did have, like, cool cutaway angles, and sometimes, like, if you, like, hit someone, like, this is just based off of, like, very distant memory. But there's such a leap from Burnout 2 to Burnout 3, like, just, Burnout 3's on a whole nother level, and, like, it's been a couple years since I've played it, but the graphics still look, like, pretty modern. Like, they look pretty good.
Yeah, there was a huge jump from 1 to 2, even visually. Like, 1, I was struggling, like, to see, like, where things were drawing in on the course ahead of me, which caused some problems, like, as you're racing. But 2 does a better job of that. And I assume 3 will do a better job as well.
Dude, just wait. It's a whole new ball game with 3. And, like, I think it basically holds up. Like, yeah, the visuals are not as good as today, but the game...
It's a PS2, Xbox, GameCube game, so...
But it still, I think, looks pretty good and plays great. It has a way better sense of speed than the first two, and has the fucking ultimate, like, crash mode. Like, and what I like about it
is pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's new in 3. Like, I think they made that for 3.
No. There's a crash mode in 2.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I must not remember too well.
Yeah, I actually just finished the crash mode before we started recording tonight, so.
It's
like 15 levels. There might be more in 3, but.
Well, like in 3, I think it's like woven into the game as well. Like, it can just happen.
Yeah, so crash mode is like so you choose championship in 2, and there are, there's different activities. There's like there's a championship course, so it's like you have 3 different races or whatever, and then there is face-offs, which is like the one-on-one race for a car, and then there are pursuits, which is you're the cop car, you're trying to take down another racer, and then there's like a point-to-point race as well. But crash mode is like outside of that, like it doesn't flow in with the regular single-player game. You have to go down and select it individually.
I think it's more in the regular game in 3. And in 3, like, I don't know. I prefer over any of the ones that came after, especially Paradise, because there's no pointless driving around. It's just, like, a billion events on this fucking map. So you're like, in the race every couple minutes, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really need to open world drive around in a racing game. I guess it's kind of good in Horizon, but because there's like little secrets to find and shit. I guess there is a lot of secrets in Paradise.
Yeah, there's a ton of secrets in Paradise. Like there's all the there's the billboards. There's all the secret course, like the the shortcuts that you like hit the chain link
awesome ramps and shit.
Yeah, and there's the jumps, and there's like a ton of stuff in there. It's just like I could see where you'd be like, no, I just want, give me the games 1, 2, 3. Like
I guess what I'm saying is, like, I appreciate Paradise because it does that stuff, but I prefer
I could see that
Burnout 3. And you just see Burnout 3 holds up, dude. It's fucking fun. Like, I know as from a gameplay standpoint that game holds up.
All right, well, I like got the ones that I didn't have, all of them, including like the one on PSP, so you can play on my Vita. Nice. There's also one for Xbox. I don't know if you ever played Revenge for the 360.
Yeah, I played a little bit of it, but I thought it was not as good as 3. I'm so sold on 3.
I had never played Revenge, so we'll see how that one works too. So, but yeah, so that's coming, end of March, and there's also a Spyro remaster possibly coming. I guess it'll launch on PlayStation, but eventually hit Xbox One and Switch as well. You guys ever play Spyro?
I have
no.
I played a little bit of the first one. It's an all right, like 3D platformer, like early 3D platformer. I think it's way better than Crash.
I was just about to ask that, like, because I've never played it, but it always looked kind of lame to me, like Crash, where I was just like, yeah,
so
like really weak compared to what Mario is doing. Like, yeah, so fuck that.
So Spyro is more like Mario. In that, like, the world is open, right? Like, Crash was a lot of, like, you know, oh, they call it a 3D platformer,
yeah,
but it was basically, like, on a track. Like,
yeah.
But Spyro is more of an open, like, open areas. Like, they're not nearly as big as, you know, Mario 64 or whatever, but I think it's an okay game. Like, there's some cool boss fights. I'd be interested, like, that Crash remake looks really good. I still don't think Crash plays great, but
no, I like it.
That remake looks really good. So if they can do that for Spyro, that might actually be, you get three pretty cool 3D platformers. That might be all right. I think they budgeted that one. The Crash was like $40, so I'd pay $40 for 3 Spyro games.
Yeah, maybe. And I know there's a lot of people that will be happy about that. Like, bunch of people love Spyro, you know. I don't know how, for whatever reason, I kind of missed it too. I was just like, I don't think I didn't have a PlayStation. That's why I had N64 and shit at the time. So
yeah. So and at the time that was being developed by Insomniac, those first 3 games, just like the first 3 Crash games, they were developed by Naughty Dog. Before being like sold off to Activision, I guess the properties,
yeah,
or Vivendi or whatever. So, Tony, a new Battlefield game coming this fall.
World War II, baby.
Yeah, Battlefield 5. Evidently, it was set in World War II.
That the last one was so good. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I hope they bring, like, I forget what the mode was called, but it was like kind of almost like that story type mode where you, like, there was like a battle, like, that you pushed and pulled on the map, and I hope that gets included, because that mode was really awesome. And being able to go back to kind of the World War II weapons and drive those tanks and stuff. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be good.
Yeah. It's possibly.
And honestly, World War II is more interesting than World War I. Like, there's a lot more to go to.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot more different weapons, a lot more situations.
Do you think they'll do the same thing where they kind of go all over the map and, like, do, you know, like, show you kind of all different fronts of the war and shit?
Oh, like so. For a single player?
Yeah, like in Battlefield 1.
I hope so, because that was really well done. I think that they know how to tell a story in, like, that sort of section. Like they segmented them off. Those levels weren't more than, like, an hour apiece.
Yeah.
But once you start trying to tie it together over like 6 or 7 hours and they focus on one person or one group, like they get less good. They haven't done that good since Battlefield Bad Company 2. I hope they do those little vignettes.
I would do, like, you know, everyone liked how they did the campaign last time. So why not continue that, you know?
They'll probably mess that up because they won't understand what people liked about it. That's why we've never gotten Battlefield Bad Company 3.
This is true.
So, do you guys have PlayStation Plus?
Yes.
I do, but my PlayStation's not hooked up.
Well, Tony, you will get Bloodborne and Ratchet and Clank this month on PS4.
That's cool because I kind of want to try Bloodborne, only I'm not willing to pay money for it because I don't like those games normally.
That's fair.
I I'm so tempted to almost hook up my PS4 because it's like I really want to give that game another chance. I stopped playing it halfway through. And everyone swears by it. There's a lot of people that, like, kind of dish Dark Souls and just are like, no, Bloodborne's way better. And fuck Dark Souls.
Should we all try it? Yeah.
I mean, you guys do not like Dark Souls, so I would be surprised if you like Bloodborne, but Bloodborne is a little different. Like, you don't get to choose how you play it. You have one style, and it's more of like a dodging and rolling around type. Like, you don't have a shield or anything like you can in Dark Souls.
Right, and maybe that's a
better way. It almost feels like more like an action game. Yeah, I don't know. Like, but I don't like it.
Just, like, forcing you down one path, though, at least makes you, like, kind of master that as opposed to being like, I don't really – maybe I made the wrong choice. Maybe I should have gone and made a sorcerer or maybe I should have done, like, a big guy with a shield and a sword. And
there's that, but
– skeptical.
There's also you might just like it because it is closer to a normal action game like Bayonetta. Like, it's not – it's still Dark Souls, like – but it's closer to that. Like, it's built around a more fast-paced combat.
Okay.
Slightly. And you'll like the horror. Like, you'll like the atmosphere of it for sure. That's amazing. Like, it's more straight horror.
I always liked everything I've seen of people playing it. Like, the visual style is really cool, so.
Yeah, see, for whatever reason, I like more of the horror and the dark fantasy setting that Dark Souls does, but, like, yeah.
And, like, the Lovecraftian gothic horror.
Yeah, but, this is more, like, yeah, right on those, like, yeah, Lovecraft shit, yeah.
Yeah. Also, PlayStation Plus, Legend of K on PS3, I don't know what that is. Mighty Number 9, though, that shit show.
Free, baby.
That is on a PS3, and also you'll be able to play it on PS4. So,
who's gonna play it?
I'll try it.
I'm not playing that shit.
I would like a report. Sounds
horrible.
Claire Extended Cut. I'm not sure what Claire is either, but that's cross by. That's for the Vita, but it is cross by with PS4, so you can play it there. And Bombing Busters, also a Vita game, but cross by with PS4. So, 6 games. And I guess there's only going to be 12 more months of getting 6 games because Sony is killing it in 2019. They are going to drop Vita and PS3 support with PlayStation Plus. So it'll just be PS4 games.
And
those systems are...
It's old.
Yeah. I kind of hope Xbox doesn't do it that way because, you know, they have backwards compatibility built into the one. So, although sometimes they're month to month, it's sketchy on what you're getting on the 360 too. So, but speaking of which, their games this month are Trials of the Blood Dragon, available now.
I liked it. I know it didn't get good reviews, but it's got awesome visuals and music.
Good enough to download and give a shot.
Fuck yeah, for free. Absolutely.
Brave, the video game, is the Xbox 360 game available from now until the 15th. That sounds like a terrible game, but I've heard actually really good things about it. So,
is that like based on the Pixar movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
I've heard it is actually like a pretty good playing game from some people. So, Super Hot comes in March 16th. That'll stick around till April 15th. I really want to try that. I heard that's a there was a lot of buzz around that game.
That's that shooter, right? That's like it pauses when you're not moving or some bullshit like that. Yes. Yep. I would gladly play that for free, but that's not till the 15th. You said.
Yeah, it's March 16th comes out. But, I mean, you could download it at least, Jeff, and then you'll have it to come back to after Sea of Thieves. It's also really short, too, so you might actually be able to finish it before Sea of Thieves.
I really wanted to check that game out, but I was just, for whatever reason, not willing to buy it. So
Me too. And also Quantum Conundrum is March 16th to the 31st on 360. That is by Kim Swift. She was one of the developers behind Portal. If I remember correctly, Quantum Conundrum is kind of like it's a puzzle game.
Okay, you have me.
It's a puzzle game by one of the people who made Portal. So,
yes,
I don't know if it's good or not. I don't remember it getting like super great reviews, but they weren't bad, so it's probably worth a shot as well.
Cool.
That's it for news. We got a couple questions here. Both came in from Daxter. Do you guys have? All right. Have we ever had a bad experience with power outages and games?
Oh God.
Or feel free to include a moment where your battery died on you, if you can think of any.
I don't normally play battery powered things, but I will say every time the power goes out, it tends to not so much on the current Xbox, but on my previous Xbox, it would like brick the power brick.
Ooh.
And I'd have to unplug everything and like reset it. It would suck.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any memory of like power going out while I've been playing a game or...
I'm sure it's like happened, right? It's like had to have happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we fucking old, bro.
Yeah. I do have, like, you know, I mean, we all probably have stories of, like, us playing a game and, like, the battery on our controller died or something, but...
Right.
I don't know if that's really...
Okay, my good one, I think I told that last week, is I'm playing Monster Hunter and my battery dies on my controller in the middle of a fucking fight, and I'm getting beat up, like, nearly killed, and I was able to grab the other controller off the coffee table.
Oh, it's turned on. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you know how you have to, like, wait while it blinks a couple times and it's sinking, and I'm just standing there getting fucking wailed on. And, like, at the last second, I had, like, a sliver of health left. I was able to start rolling and get out of the way. But that is not one that was a story I think I told last week, so... Sorry for the repeat, but that's a recent example of something like that. But
yeah, I don't remember. Like, I know I've played, like, there's been matches of like PUBG or Halo where I've been playing with you guys where my battery has just died. Like,
right, my batteries die all the time, like controller wise. Because my son is always like, he's like, oh, my batteries are going low. And he takes them off. Instead of putting them in the charger, he puts them in the box with all the charged batteries.
You, like, pick mismatched ones.
Right. You reach in there, you're like, okay, my battery just died. Pray these are good batteries.
No, they're not.
No. You put them in and you like instantly get a message. Your battery's low. God damn it.
But like... Surely, like, I'm sure it's happened to all of us that you've been playing a game and the power goes out. It's happened in my life, I'm sure. I just can't. I don't have, like, a story that, like, comes to mind. When I think of the power going out, I think of this one time, like, 5 or 6 years ago when I was still living in Chicago that the power went out and it stayed out for, like, 4 days in the middle of summer. That.
Ouch.
When I think of the power going out, that's like the story I think of. Like, I was starting to like really lose it and writing really emotional blog posts by the end of it.
that's gotta be a tough one though, because like,
dude, it was tough, dude. Like, you can't do anything, and it's just fucking hot, and you're just like, dude, what am I doing? Like, you keep thinking like any hour now, like any minute, nope.
It's never so much of how we interact with people relies on power now. Like, it relies on us being able to charge our phones or something. And it's like, wow. Like, if you were out of power for 4 days,
that's how I became friends with my neighbors. I'm not even joking.
Awesome.
When I lived in Chicago, like, the power went out like that for 3 days, and we all started drinking in the yard at the picnic table in the yard.
The last time I remember us being out of power for like extended period of time was Hurricane Sandy. We were out of power for a week, but
holy shit!
But like, we didn't stay in our
house. Like,
we got a hotel room and or we went to my parents' house, like, because they had power. But yeah, like my work had power, obviously. Like, yeah. All right. Last question, and we're gonna call it a night here. If you could rename the walking simulator genre, what would you call it, and why? So, he's referring to games like Gone Home.
Right.
What was that one you played last year, Jeff, that you hated?
What remains of Edith
Yeah,
Finch?
like Firewatch or stuff like that. I hate term walking simulator. It's terrible. But I guess that's probably where Daxter, that's why he's asking what we would recall it, because I think I started my last review saying I hate that term, but I honestly don't know.
I know what I would call it.
Go
I would
ahead.
call it first person narratives.
That's not bad, yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. It's not a first person shooter, it's a first person story.
Yeah.
You
I,
know?
and it's like the game doesn't actually simulate walking.
Right. It's not a game
Yeah.
about walking.
It really is like a it's a story device, like it's a story delivery device. So yeah, I think that works pretty good, Jeff.
Thank you.
I will accept
Coin
it.
that, put that on Twitter. I want some
First
credit.
person narrative games.
Yeah. I mean,
So
why not?
Daxter, take that and make it happen.
And in fact, I also want to call found footage films first person films.
Sure.
I'm changing it. I'm changing the language
Yeah,
and the culture.
I also hate the idea of found footage films,
Because
because
it's
there's
not
always,
always found
but it's always some, and
and
if it is found, it's always some stupid contrived reason for like why it was found.
yeah.
And like, how would you find it? Like, it's just out in the middle of the woods. Like, you dig it
Or
up.
the world has ended, like,
Right, like in
or
Clover, the case of like Cloverfield, right? Like,
how are we watching
monsters
this?
destroyed
How are
the
we watching
city.
this in a movie theater if the world has ended? Like,
Right,
shit.
because this looks like yesterday.
Yeah,
All right, Jeff has solved it. That was pretty easy, actually.
you're welcome.
we're all going home now. Sweet.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll be back next week, talking about games. I don't think anything new is coming out.
That Monster Hunter, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and make some progress in Monster Hunter this weekend. Obviously, not as much progress as you have made, Jeff. But
Okay.
has Fozzie fallen off of playing Monster
Me
Hunter?
and Tony were discussing this. I think he did.
Yes, he
Really?
hasn't played nearly as
Actually, no,
much
he
as
did
he
text me about it, though, and he's like, we need to play soon. Like, he was like thinking about getting back into it.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, sure. Just like you'll show up the podcast, buddy. Don't tell him I said that. He doesn't
Well,
listen to
he's
this.
been at the podcast more recently than he has in
Yeah,
the
that's
past.
true.
But
I was hoping he would come
I just
today.
like to give him shit.
I was honestly hoping he would be here today because he has some news, but we're not going to spoil it for
Spoilers.
anybody. But he has some good news, so next time he gets on, we'll have him talk about that if he wants. He doesn't have to.
No, we need to make him.
Okay,
It's required.
because need him to do something so that we can do something too. All right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night. I was a little worried you weren't going to make it through mute. Because it is that
It was
bad. It
bad.
is.
It
It's
was really.
such a tough, long 2 hours. Like,
Looks
I
like.
fucking hate those doctors, dude. I hate them. Hate them. Hate them. Hate them.
They are terrible. But it's like, you're right, though. Like, nothing. I mean, it might even be longer than 40 minutes before anything actually happens. But it's like, what is going on and why? Like, oh, is she
My
gone now?
girlfriend's like she's starting to get like better at watching movies. She's starting to become like me, where she's like I'm 45 minutes in and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And she's like, well, there's something going on, but they're purposely not telling us what it is yet. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It sucks. Like,
Yeah, it's like, but
that's not how you do mystery. You go, this person's missing. here's people who might be the suspects, and like we're gonna like explore this. You don't withhold everything so that like that's right. That becomes the mystery that you don't know anything. Like
and like the entire time, it's like, I mean, there's no real through line from from like Leo to Paul Rudd's character, other than these texts that you can't really tie together because you don't know what the fuck's going on. Like,
yeah, like the mystery of what happened to her is so in the background, and then again, that doesn't even kick in for a while itself. Like that takes forever. So fucking bad. Like I couldn't believe it because like. Dude, Moon is so fucking smart. Like, it goes, this is how you do a sci-fi movie with, like, one person and not a huge budget and small ideas, you know? Like, and this is just, like, it felt like he had all the budget in the world and all the leeway. And I think, they gave him too much leash to just go run off and do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Yeah, that's really what it feels like.
And it feels like a first draft. It feels like he didn't have anyone look at it and go, like, these doctor characters are not working. You have them in here too much. You don't explain, like, you don't give us even an inkling of why they would be connected, really. Like, there's too many things going on top of it that don't matter to the plot. Like, the whole mob angle of those guys doesn't matter to the plot at all. Like, it's nothing. And it's there just mucking things up. Like, there's so many, like, he would have, like, gotten notes. The script would have came back with red all over it. Just, like, and maybe, you know, maybe on the fifth draft or something, it would have been something. I don't know, but it's not. It's fucking terrible.
Still don't understand the Amish thing.
there's no way. I don't get it.
That's goddamn confusing.
That's like that, and then just like how unlikable I found those doctors are like the two things that are just like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like, and I do really think he thought it was like a cool scene when the Amish guy comes with his fucking bedpost that he was working on and beats the fuck out of people with it. And it's like, it's not. It's laughable, dude. Like, it's ridiculous and fucking dumb. And not even exciting, like, action when he was, like, beating those guys up and shit. It fucking sucked. Like, it was cool when fucking Paul Rudd fell on the knife. He's like,
yeah. Like,
gurgling for 5 fucking minutes. I think the whole part when, like, they leave with fucking Justin Theroux at the end, like, what was any of that? Yeah. And he like, hugs Justin Theroux and jumps off the bridge with him or whatever the fuck. Like,
what? Like, I got that, because, like, the only thing they actually establish in the entire movie is that the Amish guy can breathe. Well, not breathe, but he can really hold his breath underwater. Like, there are, like, 4 scenes of that. It's like he's going to jump in. He's, like, going to bear hug him, jump in, and just hold him down there until he dies, and then he can swim.
But it's almost like Justin Theroux let that happen. Like,
yeah.
He didn't put up a much of a fucking... Dude... Just have Justin Theroux have his normal hair. Why? I don't understand. It just seems like things are just there for the sake of being there. Oh, here's a stripper robot. Why would anyone want to watch a robot? Like,
maybe that stripper robot.
I could see a robot that looks like a human being a stripper. That makes sense, but not just a robot that's.
Yeah, it wasn't even like an android or like a,
yeah, it's just a
like
robot.
It looked like a real human. Like it was like a metallic, like gyrating robo sex bot, like with actual nipples. Like it's fucking weird.
Yeah, Tony, if you want a really bad experience, watch Mute on Netflix.
Sign me up. I love really bad experiences.